Here is Stanton Fitzner, Publicity Director of the Port Arthur Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Fitzner.
This afternoon, I have the honor of making the introductory remarks for the first of a series of programs over KOLE, sponsored by the newly formed Jefferson County Health Council. Formation of this organization by civic-minded men and women of Jefferson County not only deserves the praise of all citizens, it also merits a complete cooperation in attaining objectives of the council. Our Mayor J.W. Long, who is Dr. Paul R. Meyer of Port Arthur, is co-chairman of the local Chamber of Commerce Health and Sanitation Committee. Other members of this panel discussion representing the Parent Teachers Association of Port Arthur are Mrs. Lewis Ardone, Mrs. Raymond Wanick, Mrs. Audrey McCullum, and Mrs. Joseph Lowenstein.
You speak of a public health, Mr. Fitzner. In order to do that, we'd better all have the same idea of what public health is. Dr. Long, would you give us your definition of it?
Well, we've been hearing quite a bit about the proposed health unit for Jefferson County. Is that a different group than the health council?
Yes, it is entirely different. The proposed health unit for Jefferson County.
I seem to feel that the health council is
the health council plan sounds very workable and desirable for communities who need it. Can Jefferson County profit from an argument?
Helping the Jefferson County Health Council's work, Dr. Long.
I would like to suggest
the purposes and organization of the Jefferson County Health Council. This has been another KOLE program in the public interest.
Because most of us do have it. Mr. Parker, do you like to add a few words to that? I see that they're a little reluctant about solving this problem for us.
The problem is
that I don't like Superman or the Lone Ranger. Come to the mic.
I'm not anxious, but I really want to add in closing here that Mr. McInnes apparently has the same sources of humorous material that I do, and I was prepared to make the same statement he did.
Thank you very much. Well, I want to tell you, Dad, that we've been very happy to have you and very happy to have your sons, and we'd like to draw this little open forum to a close with this little story. It's one of my favorite stories. It has to do with this problem of how this father was quite perplexed with this little boy who kept jumping up and down in front of the radio and making noise, and he was listening to his very, very favorite program. Finally, the youngster went to bed, and as most youngsters do, he undressed in front of the fireplace, and there with his little clothes in a circle where Junior had undressed. Finally, the house was quiet, Junior was asleep. And the father looked over at his wife, looked at his clothes, and he said, "Mary, honestly, I think they're still jumping." Next Wednesday, from 7:30 to 8 o'clock, we will have our PTA forum again, and we will welcome you to come back and be with us.
This has been another KOLE program in the public interest, the weekly open forum of the Port Arthur City Council Parent Teachers Association. Our moderator was Mrs. Hugh Fay, program chairman of City Council PTA. Also heard on tonight's program were Mr. Leslie McInnes, Dr. Lowenstein, Mr. V.J. Parker, and Major Fleming.